And it is 7:45, 16 big degrees outside, but actually with the wind out of the northwest at 18, gusting as high as 25, it is zero, which is, of course, not a temperature that you would want to have if you were stranded, I don't know, beside a road or something on your way back home after a holiday trip. Hey, it's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library. I'm glad everything turned out okay.
Me too. It's, I'm definitely glad I'm no longer stranded on the side of the road.
That's a tough place to be.
No, and but I gotta say, it's exactly like, my 2003 died, and I got a 2013 to replace it, and it's like I fast-forwarded a decade in time. I feel like I'm driving the Starship Enterprise.
There you go. Now, wait till you're driving it in snow, then it becomes the Millennium Falcon.
Right, exactly.
So how are things at the library? Busy?
Well, things are going pretty well. We're keeping busy and out of trouble, and we're still finding ways to make the new website even easier to use. We're adding books and moving things around and doing all kinds of cool stuff.
Your teen book club is meeting tomorrow, and you're going to be watching a movie that I really enjoyed.
Yeah, so teen book club meets once a month. We pick out the books kind of in advance, and so we do try to pick like some more difficult books so we can have some conversations about them. So for January, our book is The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky. I'm never sure how to say that, but I hope he doesn't hear this and get offended by my butchering of it. So we'll have a brief discussion about the book, and then we'll follow that up with a screening of the 2013 movie adaptation of Perks of Being a Wallflower. That stars Emma Watson, Ezra Miller, and Logan Lerman. I think they all do a fantastic job in it. Emma Watson, that was kind of her first big post-Harry Potter thing.
Right.
And the movie's PG-13, runs about an hour and 45 minutes, and so since we're starting at 4:30, we're probably going to get done around 6:30, feel free to bring any snacks or drinks or even a full dinner, if you like. If you show up with KFC for everybody, we'll be excited.
Now, you're supposed to bring Halos for everybody. Don't you remember the commercials? Bring little Mandarin oranges for everyone. Won't that be nice? You know, I like Logan Lerman as a young actor. I like those Percy Jackson movies, too.
Yeah.
Is there supposed to be a third one? I thought there was a third one somewhere in the pipeline.
There's been rumor of it for many moons. So
that was another book series, right? The Percy Jackson books.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they tried to capitalize on the Harry Potter popularity. The movies weren't as bad as I thought everybody said they were, you know, but the young adult movie. I don't know. What do you expect?
I thought they were entertaining. So
exactly.
What more do you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of entertaining, about the time that that the movie is going to finish, you got something else going on tomorrow night.
Exactly. The Kiwanis Early Risers have their family night. There's a family night once a month, sponsored by the Kiwanis. We're always very grateful for their support around the library. They do some really awesome stuff around the community. And one of the things that is awesome that they do is bring a show to the library once a month for free. So it's family-friendly, no tickets, none of that. And this month, it is musician Sunshine Pete. So he does skits and dancing and jokes and involves the audience a lot. I've seen him before. He's a lot of fun. He does an educational one, super super enjoyable show, and he's actually Sunshine Pete is a very talented local science teacher, so definitely come check him out. And like I say, totally free, family friendly, all ages, and just drop in
tomorrow night at 6:30.
Mm-hmm.
And then on Saturday we're back to a normal schedule for the Lego Club.
We sure are. So Saturday the 12th from 10 a.m. to noon, we provide the Legos, you provide the imagination. So children of all ages, genders, and experience levels are welcome to come build whatever they want, which then goes on display at the library. And for that, again, no registration or sign-up is necessary. And we meet once a month, so if you can't make it this time, stay tuned for future dates.
I don't know if I mentioned this to you or not, but a couple of my Christmas presents to myself, because, you know, I was good. I deserve them. I got a couple of the Harry Potter Lego sets.
So cool.
So I put the Great Hall together, which was very cool, and then the Whomping Willow set.
Oh, sweet!
The Whomping Willow not only has the Whomping Willow with the car, but it's also got more parts to the castle. So,
oh, so cool.
And the Whomping Willow itself was actually pretty intricate. You can actually, it's actually got a little wheel on the side. You can actually turn to throw the car around when it's in there.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, fun stuff. Fun stuff. And I think, as far as the figures go, my favorite figure, I think, was probably the Hagrid figure.
Oh, there's a Hagrid?
There's a Hagrid, and he's actually about, you know, an extra quarter in size.
That's so cool.
To all the rest, and he's got a pink umbrella and a lantern. So
awesome.
So now here's a thought we were having this discussion on Facebook that Lego needs to expand into some other movies. And we were thinking, I watched Casablanca over the weekend. How about a Casablanca Lego set?
Oh, that would be super cool.
With Ricks and the airplane and the hangar, you could wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, it'd be super great. Well, it kind of reminds me of, did you see Into the Spider-Verse?
Not yet.
Oh, you could do like your Miles Morales Lego set, your Peter Parker Lego set, your Gwen Stacy Lego set. But they've got Spider-Man Noir voiced by Nicolas Cage, and he's just fantastic.
The other one we came up with was the Monty Python and the Holy Grail Lego set.
Yeah, that should definitely happen.
With the Trojan Rabbit, and wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah,
we need to be
the shrubberies and the nice.
Yeah, we need to have get in contact with the Lego people. Where are they? Are they in Sweden? Where's Lego?
I think so. Yeah, they're somewhere in Europe at least.
We have to get in contact with them and tell them they need to ramp this up with some classic movie ideas.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's kind of to keep us who are a little older still interested, right?
Exactly. So. And active and limber in the fingers and that.
Exactly. That's the important part. And that's why I justify buying those darn things.
Exactly.
Yep. Speaking of being active and learning, we've got a STEM program coming up on Monday.
We sure do. So Monday the 14th at 3:45, there's a STEM program going on. It's geared toward grades 1 through 5, so got to be in grades 1 through 5. And you never really know exactly what we'll get up to at a STEM program in advance, but you do know it'll be fun. I asked for some more details about this, and Terica said the theme is straw robot hands. So I think we're straws and robots might be involved. Registration is required for this program, so you do have to sign up at the children's desk. You can also give us a call. We just want to make sure we have enough supplies for everybody and a few enough people that everybody gets one-on-one assistance. So
you don't want to run out of straws. You don't want to run out of straws.
You don't.
It would be bad form. It would be bad form. And then that would lead to stress, and then you'd need to stick around for the stress relief program.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about that Monday at 6:30. I had a little extra stress with the car trouble. So Aurora's community nurse educator is named Amy Hackman. She's an RN, and we talk through on Monday night. We'll talk through the importance of self-care, stress relief, and sleep. We'll try some relaxing yoga poses, whether seated or standing. So encompassing a wide range of abilities there, and also stress relief techniques. So this is also the first class in a three-part series. So stay tuned for some future info.
All right. That sounds good. And this month and next month, the duct tape drive is going on.
It sure is. So in March, we've got some craft offerings going on that involve duct tape. And to boost those craft offerings and hopefully to defray the cost of such a cool program, we are asking for donations of duct tape. We're especially interested in different colors and patterns, or if you like, you can donate money or a gift card earmarked for the purchase of duct tape. And we do have some pretty cool donations out there already. There's a box in the children's area just with some fascinating varieties of duct tape in there.
Okay.
So you can drop those off at the information desk, and you can get in touch with me if you have any questions about that. But going to make wallets and hair bows.
Not prom dresses?
This time around. Not prom dresses yet. There's so much duct tape involved in making a duct tape prom dress.
Yeah, but I would love to see one in person. I mean, I've seen pictures and so on and so forth, but I'd really like to see one. So, I'll get one of my high school reporters to do a duct tape prom dress. So
absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be fun. So adult winter reading program started Monday.
It sure did. You can stay warm inside, chill out, and curl up with a good book. Then enter our winter reading program. Read as many books as you want to. And each book, you fill out a little slip about it, and each slip becomes an entry in for prize drawings at the library. So reading slips are available on the premises and on our website.
All right. Sounds good. And then the winter book bingo. Tell me about that.
So there's a bingo card that says B15 or whatever. It says, read a book with the letter Y in the title, or read a book that your parents enjoyed growing up, and you fill in those squares to get a bingo. Once you get a bingo, you can earn prizes here at the library, and that starts on Monday. So starting on Monday, you can visit the library or the website to get a bingo card and then turn it in at the children's desk. There's some neat prizes. I think Texas Roadhouse and... I don't have the thing in front of me anymore. I hung it up.
Oh.
There's some
a number of area merchants,
food and some wintry goodness inside. So
there we go. That sounds good. All right. And now that the holidays are over, we're back on the regular hours schedule, operating schedule at the West Bend Public Library, and that would include
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 until 6, and Saturdays from 9 until 1 p.m. You can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151 for more info about anything I've talked about today. You can visit our Facebook page or check out westbendlibrary.org. The hours there are right on the top. It's really nice.
No dash anymore.
No dash.
You're dashless at the library.
Finally, free
yes,
of the tyranny of the dash.
Yes. So, well, hey, have a great day. Have a great week. And we'll talk next Wednesday, I guess, huh?
Yeah, sounds good to me. You stay warm out there.
All right. Thanks, Hannah.
Yeah, thank
Bye-bye.
You.
That's Hannah from the West Bend Public Library, our regular weekly community conversation.